All right, with me in studio this morning, we have a couple of guests. We have the chairman of the board for the Cheshire County Shooting Sports Education Foundation and the coach of the junior rifle team, Michael Hagan and Larry Parker, are with us this morning. Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good morning, Mark.
So you guys, gun enthusiasts, you use the facility that we currently have available, the outdoor facility. But you're looking to do some fundraising, and you're already well underway and very close to your goal for an indoor facility. Mike, tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's been a project that we've been trying to take on and gone through a bunch of different iterations. And we've gotten to a point of settling on a 7-lane indoor range. We've raised $525,000 to date. We're looking to reach the goal of $750,000.
And you were supposed to have your groundbreaking a couple of days ago, got put off by the weather.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, the storm put it off. So we're going to do our groundbreaking this Saturday, the 6th, at 10 o'clock.
So I wanted to ask you, you just said what it is, indoor range, 7 lanes. What is it going to offer to the public, and who's going to be able to use it?
Well, a little background. A lot of people know about us. A lot of people don't know about us. Again, an educational foundation. We concentrate on educating members and the general public on safe firearms handling. And we offer an array of different programs for not only adults, but also for juniors, which Larry will talk about. We do trap, five stand, long range, pistol. With a bunch of different sports that we offer educate them on the sporting.
And why is it important to have the indoor range? Because you can, for the most part, except for the junior team, but you shoot outdoors year-round.
We do. You live in New England. You know how harsh it can be in the wintertime.
For sure.
It would be a great place to, the winter blues. You can go in, have a safe, warm facility. It's less intimidating outdoors. It's more of a controlled environment. You're set locations, it'll be great for, expanding any, the sports opportunity in the wintertime.
And if folks want to donate to the cause, cause you still have a little ways to get to the ultimate goal, how can they do that?
You can visit our website at indoorrange.org. You can also go to our website at, CCSSEF, find out more about the organization, get involved, be a part of it. You can donate right online. You can send checks in 19 Ferrybrook Road. Actually, our P.O. box is 233 Key, New Hampshire. So.
Okay, very good. And so you've got the stressful job of raising all the money. Larry's got the fun job. He gets to coach the kids. Talk about your team a little bit.
Well, we have a very well-established program. I've been coaching this team since the mid-80s.
Oh, wow.
And we have a well-established team. I've had several kids go on to NCAA rifle teams over the years. Currently, we have 33 kids in the program this year. It's very busy. And fortunately, we have Peterborough Sportsman's Club has been really gracious and gives us 2 nights a week at their indoor range. Actually, technically, it's in Dublin, but it's called Peterborough Sportsman's Club. And we're there Tuesday and Wednesdays every night. Have 4 time slots, 2 on Tuesday and 2 on Wednesday. We have 7 fire points, so we have to divvy up the time between over 30 kids a week.
Wow.
To be there. And we have a good program. And the issue with the indoor range is that competitive shooting really doesn't fit well in bad weather outside.
Oh, for sure.
So rifle shooting is typically an indoor program. It's both 22 rifle and air rifle. Collegiate shooting is 22 rifle and air rifle, and that's why we include the air rifle program with us. The foundation has a lot of equipment. We have about 30 22 caliber rifles. We have about 25 precision category air rifles. And so we're pretty busy, and the indoor season really is the competitive season. It's where we shoot kids travel to other ranges and shoot different matches, and these matches give us national ranking through the National Rifle Association, and we also shoot events through the Civilian Marksmanship Program.
All right, very good. You guys have a lot of great stuff going on. I wish you good luck with the groundbreaking and the remainder of your fundraising, And I thank you, too, for coming in today. Appreciate it very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.